General Mills, makers of Kix, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band. Featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Pete Bielman, Elmo Tanner, Orm Downs, Country Washburn, and Red Ingle, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. Well, today we're broadcasting from the ballroom of the Hotel Mayflower in Akron, Ohio. But now to music. Here's Ted Weems and the boys with their swinging along version of Toot That Trumpet. Gentlemen, it's not only a privilege, but a real thrill for me to introduce one of the finest young men in radio today, with a ready wit, a smiling voice, and the most charming personality I've ever known. Your master of ceremonies, Gary Moore.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Ford, thank you very, very. That was a wonderful introduction, but really, I don't think I deserve it.
I don't either, but you wrote it.
Blabbermouth. Always got to tell everything you know, don't you? Fort Pearson, the most talkative guy in the world. You go out to his house to lunch, and even the tongue in the tongue salad goes blah, 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 blah. Remind me to walk over an open manhole cover with you someday, will you, Fort? But now, about the questions we're going to have. The makers of Kix will pay $10 each for those questions used tonight, and the ones who beat the band with their questions are guaranteed a minimum of double money, $20 and the case of Crisp Assured Kix. But now that sum may be much greater. Remember, we have a bonus of $100 to be divided among those who beat the band. So the prize to the band beaters might be as much as $25, $50, or, well, even $100. Now listen, folks, why don't you try to get in on this good thing and have plenty of fun thinking up these crazy quizzes with song title answers. Remember, too, that you might be a band beater and a big money winner. So send those questions to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And here we go into the unrehearsed portion of the program. Boys, ready or not, here I come. A letter from Chiel Renoff of Seattle, Washington reads, fearing her dashing sailor might forget her, his sweetheart persuaded him to have her name tattooed on his manly bosom, explaining, if you should grow forgetful in lands across the sea, just look at Mabel on your chest. And the answer is a melody from a beautiful and famous Balfe opera. Oh, good enough. Johnny Hellner. Well, what do you know? All right, Johnny.
Then you remember me.
Then you'll remember me. And correct, too. Can you play that, John? He's answered in a year that we've been on the radio here. No kidding. No, he did. He's answered three. The other two weren't right. This one was. That makes it very good, Johnny. Incidentally, I used to know a girl named Mabel. She had a petunia tattooed on her chest. I don't know what made me think of it, that question. She got caught in a rainstorm and it grew into an oak tree. Every time I took her in my arms, the acorns bruised my biceps. Here's this question, next one coming up. I don't know how I got off on that, excuse me. This next question coming up. We're having a broadcast! Please don't interrupt me, Mr. Beelman. Now, this next question is really a tough one. Here's a tune that's so new, only three people know it. Myself, the guy who wrote it, and the man who lives in the apartment under it. Miss Helen Wickersham of Toledo, Ohio, writes, a new secretary was told by her boss to sit on his knee and take a letter. Rather hesitantly, she remarked that the situation was unusual in her life, but she used the title of a brand new tune. What is it? And if you get this one, boy, this is really, really a tough one. Red Engel. By gosh, maybe thinks maybe he knows the answer, and so does Parker Gibbs. All right, Red, you were first.
I'm new at this.
I'm new at this is the name of the tune. Yeah, it's only been out about 2 weeks. Good for you. All right, Red, don't applaud. Wait till you hear him play it, if possible.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Not good, but accurate. All right.
Oh, that's close.
Thanks very much, Mr. Engel. If you'd like to go out for a rubdown now, you may.
I am pleading.
Mrs. M.W. Stoutenburr of Lynbrook, New York, offers a bit of rhyme. The scene is laid in Ireland, and the answer will be found in a famous ballad by Sanders, so ably sung by the great John McCormick. The professional exterminator said to his prospect, don't tell me to leave you alone. Just think of this insect, this terrible termite, did to... You want the poem again? The professional exterminator said to the prospect, don't tell me to leave you alone. Just think what this insect, this terrible termite, did to... And Pete Beelman was a few seconds ahead of Red Engel on that. All right.
Tumble-down shack in Athlone, is that right?
What they did to that tumble-down shack in Athlone. That's exactly it. Can you play tumble-down shack in Athlone? Good enough. They took you a little time to think of it, but that was right. The man who said silence is golden must have checked the price of radio time and then waited for you guys to answer a question. Ted, can we get on to a tune the boys really know?
Nothing would suit me better, Gary. How about that little job titled Beat Me Daddy 8 to the Bar?
Ah, sold. If you'll toss in Red Engel with a bit of vocal jive.
The guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano any way that you like it, but the style he likes the best is 8 to a bar. When he plays at the ball, he's the daddy of them all. The people gather around when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he beats puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance, but when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, take to the bar. A pink, a bank, a pink plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the key. A rib, a rap, a rip, rap, rip, rap, a rippin' out with ease. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, take to the bar.
There's a new slogan going around these days, national defense begins at breakfast. Now, that simply means that the kind of food we eat plays the most important part in any sound program of national preparedness. If we're to have the vigorous, robust health that is doubly needed in times of crisis, one thing we must do is eat the right kind of food. Kix belongs in that class because Kix is a nourishing corn breakfast food that is enriched in protective vitamins and minerals. And not just slightly enriched, not just partially, but to full grain strength. Kix and Kix alone among corn cereals provides all the most essential protective factors of whole corn in the actual amounts that Mother Nature intended corn should give you. And what a break that this great nutritional benefit comes to you in the delicious corn cereal that people everywhere are kicking up their heels about. For Kix is something new for breakfast, new and wonderfully good. Try it and see for yourself. That's Kix, spelled K-I-X.
All right, Howard, here we come into our second quiz section for this afternoon, with so far three questions having been asked and three having been answered correctly. For all we know, we might even beat the record that you gentlemen established last week of only one person beating the band. However, I hope not, because Edith Van Wagner of Rhinebeck, New York, offers a fine query answered by a brand new song hit. After examining his patient's cardiac reaction, what warning did the doctor give him? And Ralph Blank over here did such a fine job on Beat Me Daddy 8 to the Bar over at the piano. Here wants to give the answer.
Keep an eye on your heart.
Keep an eye on your heart is right. Can you play that, please, on the piano? In a boogie-woogie style? Save a little bit for the rest of the program. Now poetry from G.W. Jones of Findlay, Ohio, finds an answer in a tune very popular last year. A husky young dentist named Stout found a molar he couldn't pull out. In 2 hours he tires and throws down his pliers to cry, hmm. Marvel Maxwell has her hand up, as did Joe Hooven, Rex Kelly, and Red Engel.
Ain't you coming out?
Sure, he said to the molar, ain't you coming out? Marvel, you look so surprised at yourself.
I am.
Can you sing, ain't you coming out?
I think I know the words this time.
He went away, practiced the fiddle all day. Then he came back and played. It's coming out, 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 it's coming out.
Thanks, Marvel. Very cute, too, honey. Now, Mr. Jarvis F. Clock of Denver, Colorado. Notice how I call her honey. That makes everybody think I'm a big shot. Very nice, honey. Mr. Jarvis F. Clock of Denver, Colorado offers a question answered by a traditional drinking song and a good guess at correct abbreviations. What song title tells you how Leopold Stokowski and Lowell Thomas might greet each other? What song title tells you how Leopold Stokowski and Lowell Thomas might greet each other? It's an old, old, old drinking song. Mr. Engel says, "Hiya Gate," but that's wrong. Leopold Stokowski would not say, "Hiya Gate," I feel sure. Sorry, gentlemen, time up, and the answer is, "Hi Lee, Hi Low." Hi Lee, Hi Low. Good enough, and Mr. Jarvis F. Clock of Denver, Colorado receives a full case of Kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more if we keep that $100 bonus in mind. They really got you that time. Beecher E. Dunn of Millinocket, Maine, sends us... Well, he moved. Sends us a question which has a strong play on words. The same pun appears twice in this three-word song title. Now, there are your clues, and here is the question. When A.B. bragged to his sweetheart that he had purchased her engagement ring for half of what it was actually worth, how did she laud his astuteness? The song is an old, old parlor song. Parlor song? Yeah, well, kind of song that you sing in a parlor or at a fish fry or oyster bake or... Who'll make me an offer?
Barroom songs are nothing.
No, it's not a barroom song, Mr. Bielman there. I'm sorry. When A.B. bragged to his sweetheart that he had purchased her engagement ring for half what it was actually worth, how did she laud his astuteness? She said, "Goodbye, my lover, goodbye." Isn't that terrific? And to Beecher E. Dunn of Millinocket, Maine. Ooh, I got to pronounce it again. Goes a full case of Kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more. Please don't forget that $100 bonus. Now, you know, the boys here are really under quite a strain on this program, ladies and gentlemen. They're on the air for half an hour, and then they sleep for a half an hour. Only trouble is, it's the same half hour. Ted, can we pass on to greater things?
Well, if you mean music, Gary, it's a comparatively simple thing. You see this little stick?
Yeah, cute, isn't it?
Well, all I do is wave it, and if everything goes well, you'll hear the whole band play. I give you my word, and Perry Como will sing the word.
Amazing. Amazing.